At KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour, topping the news for today. Calaveras Animal Services has a confirmed case of rabies. The investigation began earlier this month after a Valley Springs dog owner reported that their dog was playing with a bat near the home off Happy Jack Court. Unsure how to handle the incident, the owner called Animal Services and was instructed to bring the bat to the office for processing. Now, the bat was dead. Now, those results came back positive. According to the owner of the dogs, none of them had up-to-date rabies vaccinations. Currently, all dogs in the household are in a mandatory quarantine. Calaveras Animal Services urge all pet owners to keep their pet rabies vaccination up to date. And if your animals are not currently vaccinated, contact a veterinarian right away. The investigation included the help of the San Joaquin Public Health Laboratory for the rabies testing.
Well, Caltrans and its contractor have resumed work on the U.S. Highway 50 Echo Summit project after lifting winter suspension. The $14.1 million project, replacing the existing bridge, which was built in 1939, with a structure that meets current seismic and safety standards. Work is scheduled 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to noon Friday, with one-way reversing traffic control to prepare the work site. Now, around the clock, one-way traffic control is currently scheduled to start after Memorial Day weekend, Tuesday, May 26th, and run through May 31st, after which Highway 50 is scheduled to be fully closed for up to 2 weeks until June 14th, that for bridge girder replacement. Now, currently, traffic into South Lake Tahoe is restricted due to COVID-19. Once the travel ban is lifted, a detour route will run via Highway 16 in Sac or Highway 49 in Placerville to Highway 88 and 89 back to Highway 50. An alternate route would be I-80. Construction started in May 2019, scheduled to be completed later this year. If this schedule cannot be met, the work will need to take place after Labor Day. Weather or other unexpected events may delay or prolong scheduled work.
And beginning today, the gates to Electra Road and Tiger Creek will be locked and closed until further notice. Earlier this month, PG&E announced the closure of 83 campgrounds and day use sites. This comes with reducing maintenance associated with the risks of cleaning restrooms and collecting trash during the COVID-19 pandemic. And on the subject of PG&E, their chief executive officer and president, Bill Johnson, has decided to retire from the company. His retirement will become effective on June 30th, which is the date expected to be when the company plans to come out of bankruptcy court. The announcement comes as the utility tries to push through its plan to emerge from the bankruptcy. The company's financial troubles were triggered by billions of dollars in losses from deadly wildfires ignited by the utility's electrical equipment.
And Governor Newsom provided an update on the state's COVID-19 pandemic yesterday, announcing great strides are being made, allowing him to modify the stay-at-home order. Pointing to the 6 indicators that'll guide the state's decision to give the green light to lifting the order, Newsom made clear reopening will be gradual, noting that the number of coronavirus hospitalizations, including those in intensive care units, declined slightly. Newsom announced the modification to the order will allow hospitals to resume scheduled surgeries. Examples include surgeries for cancer, heart valves, and chronic diseases, but not for purely cosmetic procedures such as plastic surgeries. Now, this is the governor's first significant effort to begin modifying the stay-at-home order. The governor told reporters, quote, "We have tried to make it crystal clear. There is no light switch. There is no date in terms of our capacity to provide the kind of clarity so many of you demand and deserve." Now, regarding reopening business and allowing people to go back to work, the governor says testing and tracing will be fundamental to getting back to a semblance of normal. To date, California has tested more than 465,000 people, or just over 1% of the state's nearly 40 million residents. Now, the governor's goal, north of 60 to 80,000 tests a day. Newsom added he had a positive conversation with President Trump earlier in the day about increasing testing supply. He says the president promised a minimum of 100,000 swabs this week and committed to 250,000 next week.
And the Amador County Emergency Operations Center released their daily update last night. The EOC is supporting the Public Health Department's Operations Center and the contact investigation initiated a few nights ago on the most recent lab-confirmed COVID-19 case. Further investigation has revealed that the most likely source of exposure was outside of the county. This is not considered a case of community transmission. All told, Amador still stands at 8 cases, Calaveras at 12 cases. I don't think I've left the county since all of this happened. Have you? Seriously?
I was talking actually with Jake about this when we did New News yesterday, and I had to go down to Folsom for a dental appointment for MC, an emergency appointment, and kind of at the beginning of this. But that's the only time I've been out since. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think we've been out of the county since it started.
Well, Amador agencies teaming up for a food drive. April 28th and 29th between 9 and 3, the Amador Superior Court on Argonaut Lane will become a donation center for the Interfaith Food Bank. Now, on top of these locations, there are four other locations to donate, including Pokerville Market in Plymouth, Ione Police at the department, and the City Hall in Sutter Creek. The two-day food drive, organized by the Superior Court, Sheriff Office, DA's Office, Amador Probation, Fitzgerald Senior Care, Alvarez and Siomo Associates, Jackson, Sutter Creek and Ione Police, CHP, and Amador County Bar Association. During these uncertain times, no one should worry about having enough food. Currently, the Interfaith Food Bank is continuing operations with help with the National Guard and the Conservation Corps. While they've seen an increase in demand, they will need all the community help that they can get. Donate what you can for your neighbors. Help keep Motherlode strong. To donate or find more info about the food drive, visit the Amador Interfaith Food Bank online.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning, Friday for many, from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, remember to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.